Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have been telling you about, and you will feel better about life. You can bring it home to the kids, get a whole bunch of stuff off the menu, and you will feel better about life. The one at I-240 and Poplar, it's just to the east of I-240, doesn't have a drive-thru, but it is pickup. So you can do pickup there. I did takeout yesterday from Mosa. I may do takeout today from, in fact, Pimentos. That would be a good idea. I think I'll do that now that I just tell myself. I'll do pickup. I'm going to try to every day do takeout from one local restaurant and tip well. And Pimentos is a local restaurant that could use your support. And by the way, we'll make you feel better. If you've got delicious food at Pimentos, same delicious food as ever, get it to go or get it at the drive-thru. When we come back, Ben Cohen is the author of The Hot Hand, tremendous book. It's about Shakespeare. It's about beet farming. It's about video games. It's about Steph Curry. It's fascinating. We will talk to Ben Cohen next. Jeff Cockinger, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I was planning for the radio show the other day, wondering what I would talk about, when I got a call from Paul Cowers at O'Call, who said he wanted me to tape a new spot. He didn't want it to be about any of their beautiful merchandise. He wanted it to be about Memphis, about us. And then Paul started talking about all the things we have survived as a community. 9/11, Hurricane Elvis, the ice storm. We survived those crises by looking out for each other, by supporting one another, by being patient and generous and strong. Listen, this is a hard time for everyone in this community. It's a hard time for the country and the world. But leave it to the folks from Oak Hall, which opened in 1859, which survived the Civil War, the yellow fever epidemic, and two world wars, to remind us that there is a way through. So by all means, stop by and say hello to the folks from Oak Hall one of these days. It's the same beautiful, helpful store that it's always been. But more than that, be kind to each other and be on the lookout for people and businesses in the community that need your help. This is a new challenge for all of us, but we'll get through it together the same way that we always have.
Hi, Memphis. This is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, and your Trane Dealer of the Year. Your HVAC system is the most expensive system in your home. Take good care of it. That starts with a spring tune-up from Best Care for only $59. Make sure you're ready for the hot Memphis summer and give us a call today to schedule your appointment. 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
It's flaky. It's hard to spell. It's the croissandwich deal at Burger King. Now get two croissandwich sandwiches loaded with eggs, cheese, and sausage or bacon for just $4. Or mix and match with a biscuit breakfast sandwich, now two for $4 at Burger King. And breakfast? It just got way better with BK Cafe. Now get any size hot coffee for just 50 cents. Plus creamy frappes and refreshing iced coffee starting at just a buck each. BK Cafe, now at Burger King. Limited time only. Choose from sausage, egg and cheese, ham, egg and cheese, or bacon, egg and cheese, biscuit, or croissandwich sandwiches. No substitutions.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Somewhere out there, there's a man on a park bench eating his 500th PB&J. He has no idea Papa John's has new papadillas that are way better than a boring sandwich. With Papa John's best meats, cheeses, and veggies hand-folded into a crispy flatbread crust. Someone better tell that man. Get a new papadilla in one of four flavors for just $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, better than a sandwich. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Let's up your life with Let's.
It's time to be the talk of the neighborhood or lake house with that custom golf cart built by the experts at LEDS. With both new and used models, they're sure to have exactly what you need. The brand new Club Car Onward encourages families and friends to come together and enjoy being outside. Find out more at LEDSonline.com or give us a call at 901-324-8801.
LEDS, up your life with LEDS. LEDS, up your life.
Are you tired of paying cart fees at your country club or tired of paying green fees every weekend at the local public courses? Well, don't you worry, because Irene Golf and Country Club has you covered. Sign up now through May 31st, and you can enjoy a championship-caliber golf course for all ages and skill levels 7 days a week for just $140 a month. Cart fees and range balls are included in the deal. Again, only $140 a month. Don't miss out on this one-time promotion. Irene Golf and Country Club, located off Hacks Cross by Shelby Drive.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Ben Cohen. He is the author of The Hot Hand, The Mystery and Science of Streaks. This book, by the way, if you go to my Twitter account, you will see that it is recommended not just by me, but by my dog, Willow. There is a picture of Willow bringing the dog to me as if... knowing that in this time of need, I needed something fabulous to read. And Ben, when you saw this, welcome, by the way, to the show. When you saw the picture of my dog Willow with the book that you had labored on for years in her mouth, were you pleased or insulted?
Oh my God, what a compliment! It's nice to hear that you liked the book, but I am really only writing for the dog. So the fact that Willow recommended it, I'm thinking about just putting that picture on the next edition of the book as a blurb, because what could be better?
Yeah. Okay. So for those who are wondering what we're doing talking about a book during these idle times, well, first of all, you've got idle time, so you have time to read it. It's The Hot Hand by Ben Cohen. But secondly, I turned to page 60. And this is from Friar John. People will, of course, know this. I could not send it. Here it is again, nor get a messenger to bring it to thee. So fearful were they of infection. What does that, Friar John, so fearful were they of infection, have to do with the hot hand?
That was Penny Hardaway's last press conference. I don't know why you're attributing it to Friar John. It's Friar John, as everyone knows, from Romeo and Juliet. And so before writing this book, I had read Romeo and Juliet many, many years ago. I majored in English in college. I think I even took Shakespeare classes, and yet I'm like deeply embarrassed to admit that I had no idea that the plague is actually the most important character in Romeo and Juliet. It's not Romeo, and it's not Juliet, it's actually the plague. And I can explain why, but I think that probably the real takeaway is that the plague was this force in Shakespeare's life, and it actually allowed him to go on the hottest streak of his career. So we think of hot streaks as like a basketball player making three or four shots in a row, and everybody remembers what happens next. But there are hot streaks in all walks of life. You know, if you host a radio show, if you are writing Shakespearean plays, and it turns out that like Shakespeare's hot streak was one of the great runs in all of literature, and it happened in a plague year.
Was it connected? By the way, so what actually happened there is that Juliet, of course, had drank this poison that was going to put her to sleep, but not kill her, right? So there was supposed to be a letter to tell Romeo that this was happening. He couldn't deliver it because they were under rest-in-place orders, essentially, is what happened there.
They were in quarantine, yeah.
They were in quarantine,
and the fact that, like, people don't know that is because it's actually written in, first of all, it's written in, like, a language that none of us speak now, right? It's like, it's like trying to read, like, Greek plays in the original Greek. But people don't know that because it was actually written, like, it was written in veiled language. We weren't supposed to be thinking about the plague because, like, Shakespeare had people coming to the theater in plague years. He didn't want them thinking about the plague. And so it was, everyone got the reference. I think in the book I say, like, it would be like writing a tweet now with sad exclamation point at the end. Like, everybody knows what you're talking about. Like, it's an allusion to the president. But if you're reading that in 400 years, you probably don't know what that means, right? And that's how we read Shakespeare's plays now. So, right, so the plague is actually what turns this very famous love story into a tragedy.
Okay, here's the question, though. I don't know which plays were involved in his hot streak. I didn't write them down as I was reading along. But was it a hot streak, or was he just confined and so he had nothing else to do? Are we going to now get a burst of brilliance from Americans everywhere as they have their own personal hot streaks? In other words, a hot streak suggests you're doing something better during that streak than you would otherwise.
That's right. And by that definition, then it was a hot streak because Shakespeare actually, like, he ran hot and cold. He went in the years before he ripped off King Lear, Macbeth, and Antony and Cleopatra, which he did in this plague year, in a very short amount of time. Some people believe as little as 2 months. He had gone 2 or 3 years without writing anything. So yes, he was stuck inside. He was quarantined, but that's part of getting hot, is that, like, the circumstance and the environment has to break your way. So I do hope that we get some great literature, or, like, our version of literature, which I guess would be like a good Netflix show that comes out of this, because, like, we're not going to have much else to do over the next few months. So the very least we can have is something to entertain us. That's what I hope. Anyway, I'm promoting a book in the middle of a global pandemic. I'm looking for any glimmer of optimism that we can get here.
Well, in a sense, it's the perfect time to promote a book. Like, it's the perfect time. Is it? I mean, whatever. Put that aside. So,
it's a very optimistic read of you.
Here's my, people are reading. People are reading. So, here's my question. What we know, I think what most people know about the hot hand, it obviously relates to basketball, but as your book makes clear, it goes well beyond basketball streaks. It goes gambling. It's sugar beet farming. It's all kinds of things. And we're going to get to those in a minute. But what we know is that, at least what we think we know, is that the studies say it's not real, right? And yet we also know that nobody believes the studies. Those two things are true because we all intrinsically know what it's like to have a hot hand. Indeed, your book begins with you knowing what it's to have a hot hand. Are those two things true, that A, the studies show it's not real, and B, we all reject the studies?
They were true for a very long time, for about 35 years. This all started with this publication of this classic psychological paper in 1985, as you said, that showed that there is no such thing as the hot hand, that it's simply a cognitive bias. It's our minds playing tricks on us. It's the way that we see patterns in randomness where they don't exist, and we invent causes to explain them. And what happened after that paper came out is that the paper was so unbelievable that people just refused to believe it. And that was kind of the state of play for about 30, 35 years. Now, the thing that has changed in recent years, and this is why I wrote the book, is that there have been some new studies that have come along to suggest that that paper might be wrong, and that our intuition about this may have been right all along, and that maybe there is such a thing as the hot hand, and we were not crazy to believe it. But the really funny thing about all of this is that what happened over the course of those 35 years is that we started to believe this paper, and so this very counterintuitive result from the 80s slowly became conventional wisdom, and we began to think that, like, actually the hot hand is not real, despite all of us feeling and seeing the hot hand, and, you know, we all would have sworn that it was real. So these papers are sort of similar to that first study that came along, which is that it showed something that, like, you know, we just refused to believe, even though, like, we kind of felt that it must be true. So there's, like, this very rich irony in this saga over, you know, that has played out over the course of 4 decades, and it's like a saga in which the characters are like Nobel Prize winners and NBA superstars. It's kind of crazy.
Well, one would not think that Rob Reiner and Steph Curry would be linked in this book, and yet they are.
One would not.
Willow would. Willow, the dog, would. But the rest of us, more mortal, would not think that. But they are, in that one of the interesting things about the hot hand is that it has to do with opportunity. Explain to the people, because I've read the book, so explain to me why the Princess Bride is a heat check. We all know what a heat check is in basketball. You've made seven shots in a row that are all whatever, and then you shoot a ridiculous one to see, oh, is this one going to go in too? That's a heat check. How is the Princess Bride, Rob Reiner's film, how is that a heat check?
So the Princess Bride was made after Rob Reiner had made three movies that nobody else wanted him to make. Now, you probably know the names of those movies. They are This is Spinal Tap, The Sure Thing, and Stand By Me. And those three movies, the first three movies that he directed, were either critically successful or commercially successful. And they allowed him to make basically whatever movie he wanted to make. And so Rob Reiner, around this time, when he's deciding what he wants to do next, he has this conversation, this kind of amazing exchange with a Hollywood studio executive, in which she says to him, tell us what movie you want to make. Essentially, like, you have the hot hand. We will do whatever. We will throw resources at you. What do you want to do? And he says, no, you don't want to do what I want to do. And she says, no, really, tell me. We'll do it. And he says, no, really, like, you're not going to want to make this movie. And finally, like, she puts an end to this Abbott and Costello routine they have going, and she says, just name the movie. What movie do you want to make next? And he says, the movie I want to make is The Princess Bride. And she says, anything but The Princess Bride. And that was because this was a movie that it was like the great white whale of Hollywood at the time. Like, everybody had tried to make it. Jewison, Truffaut, Robert Redford tried to make it and star in it. And nobody had been able to do it. And the reason it's baffling. It's totally baffling, because not only is it like, can you see, like, from what we see now, like, did it always have the guts of this great movie? It was written by William Goldman, and he was coming off All the President's Men and Butch Cassidy. Like, I think I write in the book, people should have been looking for his grocery list and trying to make them into movies, because, like, they would have become, Hollywood sensations. And so I don't exactly know. I think it was expensive. It sort of fused genre. It didn't really fit into any, like, preconceived notion of what a movie could be. Like, was it for kids? Was it for adults? Was it a drama? Was it a comedy? What exactly was it? Now, all of those questions are actually the reason why we love it now, because, like, it appeals to everybody, but nobody could see that at the time. And so the reason I like to think of this movie as a heat check is because, you know, when Steph Curry gets hot, he takes crazy shots, longer shots, riskier shots. He takes shots that, like, he wouldn't ordinarily take, because he knows that he has an excuse. He's hot. And so that is essentially what Rob Reiner did here. He was able to make a movie that nobody wanted him to make because he was hot. He was on a roll. And I think we're all luckier for it, because, like, you know, there are a few movies as beloved as The Princess Bride. And the cool thing about that movie is that he was actually able to use it to elevate his career even higher. And so after The Princess Bride, he then rips off another run where he makes When Harry Met Sally, Misery, and A Few Good Men. And so those are the first seven movies of his career. It's like, I just can't, it's like unfathomable. And I think The Princess Bride was really the fulcrum. It was like the pivot point in this run. And it was the result of a heat check.
But you also, it was because he had been so, merely being hot gives you a chance to continue to be hot, and people throw money at you, et cetera. In the same way, in the same way, though, that Steph Curry, it enables him to, and you talk about this game at Madison Square Garden, that enabled him to take shots that, in a sense, that would not have previously been, it unleashed him in a sense, yes?
For sure, yeah. It allowed people, let alone him, people around him, to begin to realize that the only way he would be at his most effective is if he were allowed to do things that nobody had done before. And so, 2013, when he went off against the Knicks, feels like a long time ago. And it was a long time ago. It was such a long time ago that the New York Knicks actually won a game when Steph Curry got hot. But it actually wasn't all that long ago, right? I mean, it's this in basketball years, it's not that crazy. And so the reason it feels so long ago is because, you know, Steph scored 54 points. He made 11 of his 13 threes. Like, everything changed afterwards, because it became clear that, like, If you have Steph Curry, the only way to build around that player is to let him do things that nobody had done before. In his case, that meant shooting just a ton of three-pointers and unleashing him. And I think, like, that was the moment, that was the game that changed his life, and it changed the fate of the Warriors. And in many ways, it changed the future of the entire NBA and kind of all of basketball over the last decade.
Talking to Ben Cohen, the book is The Hot Hand, The Mystery and Science of Streaks. Okay, one of the really fascinating things that I had no idea about was this fellow named Mark Turmel. Jeffrey, can you play the sounder? This is from NBA Jam. Here it is.
Boom, shakalaka! He's on fire!
Why was that? Why are those sound effects so central to NBA Jam? And who is Mark Turmel?
So Mark Turmel is a video game designer, one of the great designers of his generation. And when he was growing up, when he was a kid, Mark Turmel loved three things. He loved basketball, he loved video games, and he loved fire. He was actually a bit of a pyromaniac. And he was able to combine those three childhood loves into the single biggest hit of his career. And that game was called NBA Jam. And so when I grew up playing NBA Jam, I didn't realize that everybody was playing NBA Jam. In fact, NBA Jam was one of the most successful, lucrative arcade games ever made. It made $1 billion in quarters, not a million, a billion with a B, in less than a year. It was like it was this complete smash hit. And so when I talked to Mark Turmel, when I thought about why was NBA Jam such a hit, I had to think, like, what was it? And of course, it was because it was a basketball game and it was fun to play and you could throw down absurd dunks and shoot from half court and foul anybody you wanted. And it's a great game. But, you know, I think it was also because we yearned to hear those three words, he's heating up, and then what came next? He's on fire. And we realized that, like, if you made three shots in a row, you were kind of guaranteed to make your fourth shot. It was a superpower of NBA Jam. And to me, that was so alluring. It was so irresistible that Mark Turmel, this childhood pyromaniac, kind of single-handedly brainwashed this generation of impressionable young minds into believing in the concept of the hot hand and understanding how fun it is to play with fire. And I think that, like, anybody who has played NBA Jam believes in the hot hand when they watch the NBA because it existed in NBA Jam. And of course it's real. Like, it was real in this game. And so, you know, the interesting thing about Mark Turmel is that he's made many games since then. He's no longer making arcade games. He makes games on our phones now. And the reason why they're so addicting is because he has programmed that tendency of our minds to, like, look for order and chaos and to always seek out, like, a fourth thing if three things in a row happens. And so this hot hand mode is in every game that he makes now because he understands how addictive and how powerful it is. And, like, it's basically reflecting the way our minds already work.
Bubble Safari being one of the big ones, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm less familiar with Bubble Safari than I am with NBA Jam.
I am too. I've never heard of Bubble Safari, but that's me. I'm 58. So, okay, I've kept you too long, but I have a couple other questions if I can, really quickly. How does this hot hand thing play into investing? You write the story of David Booth.
David Booth, who is a billionaire who bought the original rules of basketball, as written by James Naismith, because it's the reason why all of these brilliant psychologists and economists have studied the hot hand for so long is because it's not about basketball. It's really about human behavior, and it's about how we make decisions and judgments. And there are a few decisions that we can make that are more consequential than how we invest our money and how we manage our finances. And David Booth was one of the first people on Wall Street, essentially, to say that actually, no, there probably is not a hot hand in stock picking, and that the smartest thing you can do is sort of dump your money into an index fund and let the market go to work for you. Now, this has become commonplace over the last decade or so during this so-called, like, passive investing revolution. But at the time, it was really radical. And so, to me, he was such an interesting story because, of course, he believes in the concept of the hot hand. He plays basketball. He watches basketball. He still flies to Kansas games all the time. But he doesn't behave as if he believes in the concept of the hot hand because he knows that it can be costly. It can be dangerous, and it can actually backfire and burn him a little bit. So that dissonance between what he believes and how he behaves is really interesting. And it's made him a whole bunch of money over the years. I mean, more money than, like, you know, I think anybody could actually dream of. And I think it's why this has been, it's such a powerful illusion, or maybe not, like, and it's such a powerful example of this cognitive bias, because there are billions of dollars at stake, you know, depending on what you think about the hot hand.
Gambler's fallacy, same thing, in a sense. It's that there is,
yeah.
Gamblers will often feel like they're hot. Are they hot?
Probably not. I mean, it's funny. I like to think of the gambler's fallacy through basketball as well. Like, when Steph Curry makes three shots in a row, everybody thinks he's making the fourth. That's the hot hand. When you walk into a casino and you go to a roulette wheel and you see it land on red three times in a row, what research shows is that most people bet on black the next time. That's the gambler's fallacy. It's the difference between betting on the streak to continue and betting on the streak to end. And the real distinction there, to me, is the one of control. When we feel that we have control, when we have agency of our own situation, we think that we can get hot. When we understand that we're at the mercy of chance, we think the exact opposite. There's a difference between skilled performance and random performance. And the funny thing to me is that I think research has shown that, like, most people who believe in the hot hand also believe in the gambler's fallacy. These are two completely opposite impulses, and yet we believe in both. And it just goes to show, like, how terrible we are at dealing with randomness, how randomness sort of paralyzes our minds and makes it very hard for us to make smart, rational decisions.
To the extent that anything is happening with the hot hand, physiologically, like, if it exists, what is happening? What if it exists in basketball, what is happening?
I think that's one of the great mysteries. I mean, you mentioned earlier, like, I had this one brush with the hot hand when I was a terrible basketball player in high school, and it just felt like something was different that day. And I think that most people can relate to that feeling, whether it's in basketball or, like, you know, playing tennis or just, like, being at work, right? Like, something clicks. And so there is, of course, something about confidence. There has, like, this placebo effect that allows us to try to do things that we wouldn't do otherwise. But of course, also, when you get hot, resources come your way and they make it easier for you to continue that streak. Now, in basketball, like, Steph Curry's team will call plays for him and they will try to get him the ball and they will beg him to shoot. But there's also defense, right? The other team will call a timeout. They'll throw double teams at him. They'll make it harder for him to shoot. But basketball, like, is not life. Like, Rob Reiner, when he got hot, like, there were resources available to him and there was no one playing defense on him. And so he was able to take advantage in a way that I think is actually more common and applicable for all of us. So that's what I like to think about with the hot hand now. Like, I know it won't come along very often and it won't last long for when it does. But when it does strike, I think you have to embrace it and you have to sort of, like, you know, just sort of work harder in those periods and think differently and try to bottle that magic for as long as you can.
The book is The Hot Hand. He is Ben Cohen, The Mystery and Science of Streaks. Buy it. You can, by the way, a novel, you can go and buy it and they'll deliver it or they'll walk it to your car or whatever. You can also, of course, get it on Amazon. Final question, Ben, unrelated to the book. Any predictions about what in the world, you're an NBA reporter, any predictions of what in the world is going to happen with our NBA season?
I have no idea. And I don't think the NBA does either. I mean, I think this thing has spiraled so fast. It's hard to imagine, like, last week, at this time, there were still NBA games being played and, like, they were planning on potentially holding games without fans. I mean, it sounds quaint now, but that's how much it changed in a week. And so, like, it seems from the reporting that, like, the earliest they'll start is June. And, like, can you hold, like, the end of the regular season in June and the playoffs over the summer? I don't know. It wouldn't shock me. Adam Silver said last week, if they just lost the rest of the season, but I don't know. I think that nobody really knows, and anybody who says they does know, they do know anyway, is not really telling the truth.
Love the book, Ben. Thank you very much. Congratulations, and best of luck with it.
Thank you, Jeff, and more important, thank you, Willow.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Ben Cohen. I do mean it. Like, I started reading it, and I'm like, okay, I got to skim this because I'm going to talk to him, and I'm fascinated. I had no idea about Rob Reiner and the backstory to the Princess Bride.
Willow did.
For example. But Willow did.
By the way, is Friar John now officially... Can we start calling John Martin Friar John?
Friar John. Got an email from Triumph Bank. For greater Memphis area customers, all bank lobby business will be conducted via drive-through windows. Here's the truth. Everyone is trying to figure out how to serve their customers. Triumph is more focused than any bank I've ever known on customer service. It is the very essence of what they do. When we say invest in the community, it is their touchstone. It is where they start and where they begin. And so they're trying to figure out how to serve people as effectively in this difficult time when people need their institutions. So bank business will be conducted through drive-through windows only for their bank offices within the greater Memphis area. The office lobbies will be closed. The bankers are available to meet with you by appointment. You can continue to deduct most of your banking transactions, such as make deposits, cash checks, check balances, have cashier's checks issued, make loan payments, etc., through the convenience of their drive-throughs. So there you go. You can also, by the way, this is a perfect time to be plugged into their online banking, which is fabulous and so easy that even I can do it, which means it is really easy because I'm not the smartest guy when it comes to this stuff. It's Triumph Bank. Even in these difficult times, they're invested in the community and are making banking easier for you. All right. The phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. We did this last Friday, and I want to do it again because, as I said at the start of the show, one of the things about this radio station is that we are, as we are looking for community, churches are closing their services. Restaurants are serving takeout now. We're home with our family. Schools are closed. We are in desperate need of community, the things that bind us together. And hearing from one another, talking to one another, sharing in experiences, insight, knowledge, whatever. Built, like, this radio station is the biggest talk station in the area of any stripe. And so I'm going to try to, as often as possible, talk to y'all about what is going on out there. And so I simply want to know how you're handling it. Listen, if you think you have it and haven't been able to get tested, I'd love to hear from you. If you have a particular, if you've been laid off, have a problem at work, whatever it is, I would love to hear with you. If you have found the perfect thing to do during this time, go to Shelby Farms and whatever, and I would love to hear from you. I just want to know what it's like out there. Grocery stores. You found toilet paper? Love to hear from you. 535-3776. Tales from the front line from y'all. I'm counting on you. And everybody's counting on you. Coming up next. 535-3776. It's the Jeff Calkins Show here on a Wednesday.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, over 150 fabrics have just arrived to kick off the new spring Stant custom shirts. And until April 15th, if you buy three, you get one free. As you know, three measurements, and the computer gives us a perfect fit try-on shirt starting at just $98. And after 2 years of work, we now have the perfect fit pant. We take the measurements, and the computer gives us the exact try-on fit from over 90 fit pants. You try it on, we choose the correct leg taper, make any changes if we need, and in 2 weeks, even you, Mr. Impossible Fit Parrish, have the perfect fit pant starting at $168 in a jean, five-pocket fit, or dress pant model.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Headlines, people, headlines.
Oh boy.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See 5hewin.com for details.
According to the 2010 census, only 13% of the population was over 65. Well, I wasn't part of the 13% back then, but I am now. And with the 2020 census, my response will inform funding for things like healthcare, public transit, all types of things to make 65 feel like the new 40. Yeah, okay, maybe the new 50.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov.
Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, guys. Good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
There's only one Memphis, and there's only one MFS. That's 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Memphis, Memphis, Memphis. Memphis, 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 Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
Broadcasting live on the radio.com app. It's free. Download it now and check out Rewind. Get your grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's work-from-home radio station, bringing energy and info to the people who need it most.
Obviously, it's a strange time in our country, first and foremost. People aren't going to work who used to go to work. People aren't going to school who normally go to school.
Live on the radio.com free app. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. Work from home and stay informed with 92.9. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
They've been here since 1859. O'Call has. They have seen some things. So I got a call from Paul Cowers over there saying, Jeff, I'd like to put together an ad telling people to be nice to each other, to support local businesses to the extent they can, and then we'll get through it. Just like we did the Civil War. Just like we did the Spanish Flu. Just like we did World War I. Just like we did World War II. Just like we did 9/11. Just like we did the Hurricane Elvis. Just like we did the ice storm. Just like we did, we will get through it. O'Call understands what it means to be, what community means, let's be honest. That's how they've lasted so long. They have beautiful clothes. They have wonderful people. They are deeply embedded in Memphis and wanted to make sure that people were taking care of each other. So I'd pass that along. All right, the phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. Tales from the front lines. I want to hear from y'all about what you are experiencing out there. If you think you may have the coronavirus, by all means, I wonder what that's like. I heard from a couple people who've been trying to get tested, could not get tested, et cetera. If you are going crazy with your kids at home, if you are have found the perfect thing to do with your kids, if you have lost your job, if you have seen example of people being incredibly kind and generous to each other, whatever it is, I want your, if you found toilet paper, I want your tales from the front line. We'll do this periodically throughout this period to bring information, hope, humor, whatever it is, to the folks. 535-3776. We start with Scotty. Scotty, how are you?
I'm good. Just making it. I'll tell you, being a bread man right now is real fun because these folks are panicking.
Tell people what a bread guy. What do you do for a living?
I'm basically where the bread. The bread gets delivered to a warehouse, and I take it from there. I'm a basically an independent Yeah, so I know I've sent random tweets kind of every morning since this started, and I know Jeffrey's liked a few, but it's been crazy because folks are. I can't get enough bread because every time I put it on the shelf, it's like you blink and it's gone again. But that's a.
Do you actually put it on? Are you putting it on the shelf? Like, do you stock it on, or do you deliver it and then they put it on?
No, I do everything. Like I said, I'm basically an independent contractor for the company, so I get the bread. I pack it out. I take it to the stores, put it on the shelves. I do a little bit of everything there.
How many grocery stores do you service?
I want to say I have.
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine grocery stores, about five gas stations, and three restaurants.
And you cannot keep them in bread? Is that when you go back, the bread? Well, the, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm today's my day off, and I sent that tweet earlier, and that's what the shelves look like, you know, because nobody right. delivers on Wednesdays, basically. So I'm just taking bread that they're delivering to the warehouse today and throwing it out there because that's all I can do.
Nobody delivers on Wednesdays? Is that true?
Well, to my best knowledge, at least bread, man, that's for my best knowledge, it's the typical day we have off.
I see. So it'll be harder to find bread today. If you're looking for bread, yeah, today would be a bread where you're not going to be able to find a lot of bread. Is there any bread shortage coming in? In other words, are you getting enough bread?
It's getting enough bread. It's just trying to find the bottom of it, of the order right now. I know I have enough coming for this weekend, but it's just trying to figure out, you know, you don't want to get stuck with it either. If just in case everybody decides they want to stop.
They have enough bread. We're done with bread. Right. I see. That's interesting. Well, thank you for calling in. Really fascinating. Thank you, Scotty. Appreciate it.
Scotty
from Twitter, the bread man, 5353776. We go to Kevin in Midtown. Kevin, what's your experience out there?
Finally got that corner office I've always wanted. I'm in the corner of the bedroom working out my house.
You're working on your taxes?
No. Just working.
Are you working? You're working out of your house, and you're working in the corner of the bedroom.
Yes. So I got that corner office.
And
does it have a window view?
Yes. Does it have a window?
Yes, I can see the air conditioning unit right outside.
Do you have kids? Are the kids home running around?
No, I've got a dog. He's happy that I'm home, but.
And what's your feeling? What's your feeling? Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to tell everyone to go and support those local grocery stores, the ones on Summer, the Mexican markets, the Chinese ones, the Vietnamese markets on Cleveland, because, you know, they're hurting and they actually have food and groceries and things you might actually need rather than Kroger where the madhouse is.
Interesting. Have you experienced that they do have things? Do they even have toilet paper?
I didn't look for toilet paper, but they've got produce and meats.
Produce and meats on Summer, the grocery store. Yeah, what?
Yeah, I mean, go to the Jerusalem market or, the Vietnamese market on Cleveland.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. That's very helpful. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. 5353776535, the Vietnamese market on Cleveland, Jerusalem market on Summer. They have meats, he says. I heard from someone who said there's no chicken anymore anywhere. We go to Matt on 240. Matt, how are you?
What's up, Jeff? I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are you doing out and about today?
I'm actually just running a couple of errands.
Uh-huh.
I own a small landscape company. We have not been affected by the coronavirus as much as we have for rain. So that's been a little bit of a downer. But I live in Olive Branch, have four kids. They're all at home. My wife is working remotely from home. Thankfully, the liquor stores are not closed.
How old are the kids?
8, 10, 12, and 15.
Oh, that's a delight.
Oh, yeah.
I bet there's a lot of video games, though. Yeah, well, you bought what?
A lot of video games. We didn't actually buy. We got on Craigslist and found a free puppy and got that for the kids. And that has kept them semi-entertained, although there has been some messes to clean up. Due to the housebroken puppy.
Right. Well, that's a nice idea. And I gather that, like, their shelters are having to close down or find emergency adoptions or whatever else. So this is a good time to – I don't know. The dog people will tell me it's not a bad time. But it seems to me like a good time. Your home – honestly, house training is easier. If you're both working, it's hard to house train a puppy. Whereas now you're home, you can let it out every 2 hours or however often it happens to go out to piddle. It's actually the perfect time to get a puppy, Matt. I like this idea.
It really is. That's why we thought of it, and it has been a little bit of a blessing in this time of trial and whatever else you want to call it, pandemic.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. Get a puppy. All right, so we got two suggestions. Go to the Jerusalem market, go to the Vietnamese market, and get a puppy. Is there anything I'm not seeing about getting a puppy? Like, you're not supposed to get someone a puppy for Christmas or whatever, a surprise, right?
You're not?
That's irresponsible. No, because they don't want it for Christmas, whatever else. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be thoughtful about getting a puppy.
Uh-huh.
It does strike me that adopting a dog or a puppy at this time when the shelters are overrun and they may have to close, you know, whatever, is perfect. And that you will now be home to socialize it, home to house train it.
You got nothing better to do.
You got
start training that puppy.
Start training that puppy up. We're gonna have the best. We're gonna have the best behaved dogs in the world.
Yeah.
Soon. We go to 535-3776, 535-3776. John in Millington. John, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening up there in Millington?
Man, my wife works at our local Walmart, and I'm of course a grill master over at Red Lobster. So apparently, she's getting a ton more hours than I am.
So you have you been? Have you been? What's happening at Red Lobster?
Man, it is very slow. We're continuing to stay open. Of course, we have dine-in and everything, but the guest count is dramatically dropping. So the hours are getting slashed. So I'm in between just doing DoorDash orders and, you know, trying to keep up with the income that I normally make from Red Lobster.
And what's happening with the Walmart job?
Oh, man, she's getting killed, called in every day. I think she's worked now 11 days straight, where normally she's part-time. So it's been taking a toll. Of course, you know, when I go pick her up from work, the shelves are always empty. She's just stressed out. You know, it's tough.
Does she say that people are being awful or nice? And what does she do?
It's mostly the same talk every day. I know the workers over there are real stressed. You know, it's a lot because it's you know, a month ago, you know, everything was normal when it comes to her work. Come in, get a few guests, but the lines are so long. And she comes home, she's just beat, she's tired. And I feel bad because, you know, I'm usually more at home now because I work at a restaurant and she works at Walmart. So it's been real tough. It's been real tough on her.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Wish you the best for us. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. That is John in Millington. 535-3776, Tales from the Front Lines.
Be nice to your Walmart
people.
We
go to, yes, be nice to the people in grocery stores, man. Patrick in Collierville. Patrick, what's the scene?
Hey, Jeff, how's it going? Big time fan of the show, first time caller.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, so I'm a security engineer in Collierville with the Juice Plus Company.
It's a what company? At a what?
The Juice Plus Company.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We actually make a supplement. But I'm a security engineer there. So a lot of my work lately has been trying to prepare a lot of users to be able to work from home. And there's a lot of instruction training. But I had a funny story from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I actually, you know, lunchtime I went out. I started feeling a little hot, you know. I'm, you know, you're checking yourself.
Yeah.
And so I go out, got a Kroger, I got a Target, I got a Walgreens. They're all out of thermometers, right? So after work, you know, I get off. I find one. And this is a good example of supply and demand. I get one thermometer from Target, and it's $42. It's the one you stick in your ear, right? So turns out I get home, took my temperature. I was a little paranoid. 98.3. So we're all good. I'm all safe.
thank you, Patrick.
But that's my story, and I'm back at work, and all is well right now.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
My son did the same thing. My son Ben did the same thing. He was in Chicago at the time. Now he's back, but he went from drugstore to drugstore to drugstore looking for a thermometer, and I totally get that. We go to Nathan and Bartlett. Nathan, Tales from the Front Line. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
I am a student at the University of Memphis, and I'm also a server at the restaurant Shelby Farms that you recommended people go to. We were really infected. We had on Saturday about 200 people come in, but then with more news coming out with Trump recommending people not go to restaurants and stuff, we had like 30 people last night come in, and I also don't have to go to school anymore. So things kind of suck, kind of bored. Wish I was making more money.
Gosh, that is rough. This is the new restaurant. Oops, he's gone. This is the new restaurant right there on literally on the lake, right at Shelby Farms. That's the one. That is rough. We go to Chris in North Memphis. Chris, you're on.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Good. What are you seeing out there?
Oh, no, boy, it's just a local police officer here in Memphis, and things haven't slowed down much for us.
I don't know if you saw the press release by a police department in West Virginia. In West Virginia said due to the coronavirus, that all criminal activity should be suspended. And it said, we will let you know when you can resume being your bad selves. So you're saying that that this has not eased the crime? Crime is as busy as ever?
No, I thought it would slow things down, but it actually hasn't. And the only thing, we've taken a lot of precautions, but I know officers are kind of hesitant on, like, interacting with traffic stops and stuff like that, asking people to maybe step outside and speak to them. So besides that, things are pretty normal across the city.
What has it changed, the kind of crime in any way?
No. I mean, everything that we usually come across has been pretty much the same. I thought it would change a lot, but it really
hasn't so far. Well, we hope it. We hope there's nothing, you know, no big outbreaks of crime, and we appreciate your service. Thanks very much for helping us out as a community, Chris. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep, thank you. That is Chris in North Memphis. Last call on this topic today, although we will be doing this more as we go forward, as we try to sustain community a little bit in these times. Larry and Olive Branch, you're on, Larry.
Hey, Jeff. Love the show.
Appreciate that.
I work for Instacart, which is a grocery delivery service, and I'm working from sunup to sundown to deliver groceries to people. We shop at Kroger and Aldi and Sam's Club and Costco for people when they download the app.
And it's sunup to sundown?
Yes, yes.
What's it normally? What's life normally like? Are you waiting for orders? Are you busy like normally? And how...
Normally during the week, you're just waiting for orders. You get three or four or five a day. Now you're doing as many as you can do. I did like 23 yesterday.
When people greet you, do they say just put that at the door, or do you interact with them?
A lot of people have you put it at the door because we can text back and forth as we're working and shopping for them. And a lot of people just say put it at the door and ring the doorbell, which is okay with me.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Larry. We appreciate it.
Also, one more thing. My wife is actually a server for the second line with Kelly English, and you know, they closed their
dining hall,
dining room.
Yeah.
So, I just want everybody to please try to use the delivery services and stuff. It really helps out.
Is she still working, doing other stuff, helping with the delivery services, or has she been told that she can stay home?
Currently, she's staying home, and they're hoping that they get enough delivery orders to get people like her in there to get a few hours in.
Yeah, as much as possible, if you have the means to do it. I'm going to try to order takeout from somewhere every single day is what I'm going to try to do because I want these restaurants to be there when we emerge from this. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cooper Systems, you're going to be on your computer. You might be emailing Larry and having him bring groceries, and you want your computers working in prime fashion. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. They are located in the Mount Moriah office park, not some big old store with hordes of people. No, it's a smaller store. You walk in, it's Lee and Lauren Cooper. That's who takes care of you. And whether you want your computer upgraded, whether you want it repaired, whether you want to get a new computer, whether you want to get a refurbished computer, whether you want to have them build a gaming computer, John Morant's trying to learn to be a gamer here during this time. You could learn to be a gamer. It is Cooper Systems. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. They are located in the Mount Moriah office park, yet another local company that is continuing to serve us during these trying times. We're going to take a break, come back with one story. Be waiting for it. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
For Memphis, whether it's sports or information that matters to you, we're the Mid-South leader. Sports, sure, but also local information that matters. We care, and we're the most relevant FM talk station around. Thanks for choosing 92.9 FM ESPN, more than sports. Now, more than ever, always free, always on, and always your first choice in Memphis. Broadcasting on the radio.com free app. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, Memphis. This is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, and your Trane Dealer of the Year. Your HVAC system is the most expensive system in your home. Take good care of it. That starts with a spring tune-up from Best Care for only $59. Make sure you're ready for the hot Memphis summer and give us a call today to schedule your appointment. 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Maybe you've resolved to have more fun this year. Maybe you've resolved to eat better food. Maybe you've resolved to try new things. Maybe you've resolved to be present and really enjoy your life. Well, I have the answer for any of those resolutions, and it is Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad is delicious, locally sourced food served in generous family helpings in a restaurant that is so beautiful, it makes you happy to be alive. If you've been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't been, it's time to change that. Go and get the crisp Brussels or the pan-seared scallops or the braised pork shank or honestly, anything they serve. My own particular challenge at Bounty is that I love some dishes so much, like the fried oysters, for example, that it's hard for me not to get them every single time. So I hereby resolve to get something new next time I go, and you should resolve to get yourself to Bounty on Broad before any more of this year slips by. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. For reservations, call 901-410-8131 or go to bountyonbroad.com.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're gonna have a good day, and all my homies gonna ride today.
That's right.
And all these mommies look fly today, and all we wanna do is get by today. Hey,
all right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
So there's this restaurant in L.A. called Gorilla Tacos, and they had to close, and they had all this leftover food, right? So what do you do with it? And they decided to sell these dinner kits.
Ah,
these
good idea.
These dinner kits, and here's what they did. You get emergency taco kits, 5 pounds of roasted chicken, 5 pounds of carne asada, a pint of red salsa, a pint of green salsa, tortillas, onions, cilantro, and rice and beans, okay? Guess what they also decided to throw in to make it even more alluring?
Empanadas?
4 rolls of toilet paper and 30 eggs. 4 rolls of toilet paper and 30 eggs. They are now, because they had 3 bathrooms, so they actually had a lot of toilet paper. So they threw the toilet paper into the taco-making kit. And this is the kind of creativity that we're going to need during this crisis. $150 for the emergency taco kits. People are being inventive. I saw another story. In order to improve people's spirits during this time, they're putting back up their Christmas lights.
Ah!
People are putting back up their Christmas lights. I like that idea.
Listen, cheer. Anything...
Hope, right? Isn't that like hope and cheer?
Yeah. Anything that takes a while to put them up and takes a while to take them down. Anything inspires optimism right now, I'm all in favor of.
Yeah. So Christmas
lights. Get creative, people.
Put up your Christmas lights, people, and send me a picture. All right. What is coming up later on this here radio station?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Big show for them today. Mark Giannotto joins them at 11:25. Nick Wright of FS1 joins them. I mean, listen, they're in it too. FS1 can't be in studio, so Nick Wright joins them. 12:25. Joe Theismann, Anthony Sane join them as well. Mark Herzlich will join us at 2:30 today on Giannotto and Jeffrey, of course, discuss all things NFL. Joe Mullinek joins GP at 4:25. Jeff joins him at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back here tomorrow. But for now, our work here is done.
celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The time to prepare your workplace and protect your employees is now. Make your first contact Hi-Lo Commercial Services. They offer complete deep cleaning with chemicals that kill the flu and coronaviruses. Put safety first with Hi-Lo Commercial Services. Call Andy at 901-361-3054.
Your Memphis Tigers football program completed the greatest season in program history with 12 wins, a conference championship, and a berth in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. Season tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now and start at just $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone or $150 for end zone seating. Get your season tickets by May 15th and receive a free gift, concessions deals, exclusive access to regular season and postseason tickets, and more. Get your season tickets today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Memphis Tigers football.
Let's up your life with Let's.
It's time to be the talk of the neighborhood or lake house with that custom golf cart built by the experts at Lads. With both new and used models, they're sure to have exactly what you need. The brand new Club Car Onward encourages families and friends to come together and enjoy being outside. Find out more at ladsonline.com or give us a call at 901-324-8801.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's work-from-home radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.